Good morning. It is 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. You're tuned in to WRUW 91.1 FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University in University Circle. As it is 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning, it's time once more for your father's Oldsmobile. This week, the special World War II D-Day commemorative. So we're going to start out with a little bit of reveille. Glenn Miller and his orchestra, the Bugle Call Rag. The Glenn Miller Orchestra with Bugle Call Rag. Yes, the original, well, not the original, but the opening theme that I used to use for the show before I switched over to Here We Go Again. But for this special show, Bugle Call Rag by the Glenn Miller Orchestra, that comes from the Spirit Is Willing collection of 22 instrumentals, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, I am not mistaken. Good morning, my name is Eric. For the next 2 hours, we'll be hearing music of the 1940s. In fact, usually we do the 20s, 30s, and 40s, but today, this being the 57th anniversary of the Allied landings in Normandy, we're going to do a World War II special with recordings from that time period and recordings about that time period. We have, excuse me, an overabundance, really, of Glenn Miller that shouldn't come as too much surprise due to the fact that Glenn Miller was in charge of the Army Air Corps Orchestra or band, or I'm trying to remember now. You can tell it's really early in the morning because I can't find correct words. But anyway, I'm getting close. So I have my copy of Glenn Miller, The Secret Broadcasts, the Office of War Information recordings, which were made as effectively propaganda tools, but still constitute really great music. We'll be hearing from that later. I also have the compilation Swing Out to Victory, of course. A bunch of V-disc recordings, including some from Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden on the same group there. It's Midnight at the V-Disc is the name of that one. We'll get to that. There's some stuff from Louis Jordan, Skeets Tolbert, and so on. The Harry James V-Disc, etc. Got another compilation down here. So that's what we have to look forward to for the next 2 hours. Excuse me. We're going to start, however, with a song directly related to the observance today. This is from the compilation Swing Out to Victory, Songs of World War II. We begin it with the Nat King Cole Trio in a July 1944 recording of the song D-Day.
Step a chair and sit down and get you. Gonna hear some news of the military nature. Relax while I give you the latest report. Sport, there never was a finer sight when all our boys were fixed to fight on D-Day, 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 D-Day. We hope they'll soon be coming back, for now they're on a solid track since D-Day, 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 D-Day. It'll take more than a weekend, so let's be patient and calm. Cut out that public speaking, or we'll be the victim of false alarm. We got to help, we're in it too. So buy those bars and do me new. But D-Day, 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 D-Day.
Dust, 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 dust. What are you do when your pack has got your back as stiff as starch? There's many a fall in the cavalry, but never a fall in arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march.
Rain, 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 rain.
What do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike.
Mud, 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 mud.
What do you get in the infantry? A left and right a bike. The son of a gun in the signal corps is traveling on a bike. And what do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. The hard way, the hard way. Sweat till you get there the hard way. What do you do in the infantry? You win, you win, you win. What do you do for the victory? You move into Berlin. The rest of the army are riding, riding through a triumphal arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march.
One, two, three, four.
March.
Two, three, four.
March. 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 March.
Thank you.
Harry James and his orchestra from the Harry James V-Disc. That was Tuxedo Junction Parts 1 and 2. Before that, we heard Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra on the vocals. I'll Be Seeing You was the song that got us from... That was from the compilation Songs That Got Us Through World War II. Ahead of Tommy and Frank, we heard Bing Crosby, along with the chorus, What Do You Do in the Infantry? That was from Swing Out to Victory, Songs of World War II. And we started the set with Nat King Cole doing D-Day from that same compilation, Swing Out to Victory. It's about 22 minutes after the hour. We're doing the D-Day special this week here on WREW, more specifically on Your Father's Oldsmobile. As I say, we're doing music from and about World War II. There's a whole bunch of V-Disc stuff that I do have. That'll be coming up later. Excuse me. My goodness. But what we're going to do in this next set is pretty much Glenn Miller. Actually, there will be a little bit of Glenn Miller V-Disc in this next set. But actually, the complete Glenn Miller Volume 8, which covers 1941 and 42, has several selections related to the war effort. So we're going to hear... This next set's going to just be Glenn Miller, pretty much. And then actually, in an hour, I'm going to do another set. That'll be Glenn Miller's Secret Broadcasts. I'll do five songs from that particular recording. But for this hour, we're going to do stuff mostly from the complete Glenn Miller Volume 8, but also from the Glenn Miller V-Disc recordings and other stuff as I can fit it in. If there's something you'd like to hear from this time period, or something that perhaps reminds you of the Second World War, you can give me a call and let me know what it is, and why it is you want to hear it, and all that kind of stuff. The number is 216-368-2208. Once more, that's 368-2208. For any requests or dedications you might have centered around the World War II theme of this week, it being the 57th anniversary of the D-Day. So anyway, as I say, we're doing this next set. Glenn Miller, starting with one of the, what I find to be more humorous selections, at least. The song is That's Sabotage.
Baby, what's wrong with you? I can't get along with you. When it comes to romance, you're never in the mood. I say yes, you say no. I say stop, you say go. Lately, honey, I can't understand your attitude. If you don't thrill me like you used to thrill me, that's sabotage. If you don't kiss me like you used to kiss me, that's sabotage. When you hear sirens screaming, those be alert alarms. Don't run helter-skelter, there's a bomb-proof shelter in my arms. If you don't thrill me like you used to thrill me, that's sabotage. Some fifth-column jerk did his dirty work and changed your mind about me. I can't sleep, I've got to keep my FBI on you. 'Cause if you've been untrue, that's sabotage. That's sabotage. changed your mind about me. I can't sleep, I've got to keep my FBI on you. 'Cause baby, you've become a habit. Please don't go and try to crab it. If you've been untrue, that's sabotage.
Everything is hum, hum, humming on the old assembly line.
When the overalls combine with the mighty dollar sign,
there'll be miles and miles of American smile.
From the factory to the mine
on the old assembly line. On the old assembly line, on the old assembly line.
Everything is hum, hum, humming on the old assembly line.
When the overalls combine with the mighty dollar sign,
there'll be miles and miles of American smile from the factory to the mine
on the old assembly line.
I'm the farmer who tills the soil.
I'm the driller who drills the oil. I poured the rivets that weld the tanks. I buy the bonds in 1,000 banks. I build a ship we're proud to sail.
I give my men a full dinner pail.
I clerk.
I fight.
I warden at night.
I plant.
I reap.
I jockey and teach.
Ships run planes, tanks, north, south, east, and west.
Picture took, it got in life and it got in look. Then the cameras began to click, and that, my friends, really did the trick. Then her fortunes began to climb, she appeared on the march of time. All the boys in the army camps, I wanted a picture put on postage stamps.
She is the sweetheart of plenty of soldiers, plenty of sailors, thousands of Marines. She's the girl they pin up in the barracks. She's the girl they pin up on the wall.
In a plane or on a train, she's a friend, she's a pal. She was there when they landed down at Guadalcanal.
She's the chick they all pick in the service, and they take her all over the world.
Well, think of finding a queen in a dime magazine.
She's Peggy the pin-up girl.
Peggy,
pin up from the toes up makes a fella turn his nose up when he sees L'Amour or Grable on the screen. Even a voice that's so disturbing like Judy Garland or Miss Durbin can't compare to my pin-up queen.
They can't compare to my pin-up queen.
So Ginger Rogers started howling and Miss Powell threw the towel in. Peggy's dancing caused a heat wave up in Nome. She has Betty Hutton's figure, Lana Turner's classy figure, and the chassis that made Lassie come home on the double.
And the chassis that made Lassie come home. She rates high with each guy in the air corps. She rates high with each guy on the ground.
Oh, this sweet little chick is the pick of the crew, and she just suits the taste of every waist gunner too.
They were there in the air over Berlin, and the voice sounded clear as a pearl.
Pilot to Bombardier, come on board, let's drop one here
for Peggy, the pin-up girl.
Yourself unstrung.
Harmonica.
Just from a slip of the tongue.
Don't talk about the weather.
It's a military secret.
Just keep your wits together.
That's the safest way to keep it.
These are critical times. Be careful of espionage.
In such critical times, you've got to watch out for sabotage.
If you must talk to someone,
don't give any information.
It's smart to be a dumb one. Simply change the conversation.
Let's just talk about love, 'cause that's what I'm thinking of. And
it's no military secret that I love you.
Hey, how about romancing?
If you can keep a secret,
well, can I take you dancing?
If you'll take my heart and keep it, I'm not saying a word. I'm careful whatever I do.
I guess everyone's heard. I want to give all my love to you.
If you gotta talk to someone, don't give any information. It's smart to be a dumb one. Simply change the conversation.
Let's talk about love.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's no secret, no secret. It's no secret that I love you. Thank you.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra with American Patrol. That was from the complete Glenn Miller Volume 8. Before that, from the same recording, we heard Shh, It's a Military Secret. That was with Marion Hutton, Tex Beneke on the vocals there. Before the Military Secret, we heard Peggy the Pinup Girl. That was from the from the Glenn Miller V-Disc. I'm sorry. Let's see. I don't have a vocal for that one. I'm not certain of who that is because there's not a lot in the way of credits on the V-Disc. Anyway, before that, we heard two, again from the complete Glenn Miller Volume 8. On the Old Assembly Line was... before Peggy the Pinup Girl, and we started the set with That's Sabotage, again with Marion Hutton and Tex Beneke. It's about 20 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here in Cleveland. You are listening to Your Father's Oldsmobile right here on WRUW 91.1 FM. My name is Eric. We're doing the D-Day special. Let's see here. Of course, A lot of the selections are coming from the 4-CD compilation Swing Out to Victory, just because there's such a wide range of selection on this particular compilation. Really, really very good, in my opinion. It's actually very little of it relates to the sort of the big name bands like Glenn Miller and Harry James. I mean, they're on here, but then you also have Dick Walters Orchestra, Harry Sosnick, you know, the Jesters, groups that you don't necessarily find lots of records from, at least at this point in time. So this is a really good collection. The songs that got us through World War II is also good, but not quite in the same way. It has more famous name recordings. So, hey, we'll be hearing from it again too, but we are starting this next set with a selection from Swing Out to Victory, actually with two selections, I believe. Let's see here, what did I pick first? Oh, there we go, I found it. This is the Andrews Sisters with Vic Schoen's orchestra from late 1941. The song is A Question, Really. Any bonds today?
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any stamps today? We'll be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today.
Here comes the freedom. $20 for the tickets, and $5 you owe to Ben. And counting all deductions, that leaves you just $10.
So inspect me, Sarge. It's up to you. But hurry, please. I've so much to do.
Got my press all shined up smart. Gonna see the one who's got my heart. I got 10 bucks and 24 hours leave. Captain Jones just signed my pass. Through the gates I'm going free at last. I got 10 bucks and 24 hours leave. Come number 49 around the bend. I got no time to be wasting. I love to hear the sound of those wheels turning round. A clickety-clack, they carry me back. So hurry, Sarge, my capey's done. Got a date to see my only one. I got 10 bucks and 24 hours leave.
It takes 2.55, including the tax, for a table at Tony's where we can relax.
And you'll treat me up to a neat corsage.
That'll chop out a chunk about $2 large. And I'll have to have at least a quarter, I know.
To send my little brother Willie away to a show.
And counting all the smokes and refreshments too, my $10 ought to just about do.
Cause then we'll mosey home and turn the lights down low.
So why the heck do we need more dough? Got my press all shined up smart. Gonna see the one who's got my heart. I got 10 bucks. 24 hours leave. Captain Jones just signed my pass. Through the gates I'm going free at last. I got 10 bucks. 24 hours leave. Come number 49 around the bend. Got no time to be wasted. Love to hear the sound of those wheels turning round. A clickety-clack, they carry me back. Oh, Sarge, my capey's done. Got a date to see my only one. I got 10 bucks. 5-1, ten a bit. Look out. I got 10 bucks. 24 hours.
T, the LT, CP, the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a GI jive, man alive. It starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a GI jive. Rootily toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Haribo. After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet, or read, if you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. It's just a G-I jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're PFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you can't be on the QT. Then you go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the GI Jive. What's wrong with Uncle Sam? He's cut out on my sugar. Now he's messing with my ham. I got the ration blue, blue as I can be. Poor me. I've got those ration blues. I gotta live on 40 ounces of any kind of meat. Those 40 little ounces gotta last me all the week. I gotta cut out on my jelly. It takes sugar to make it sweet. I'm gonna steal all your jelly, baby, and rob you of your meat. I got the ration blues, blue as I can be. Wake up in the morning with my jelly by my side. Since rationing started, baby, you just take your stuff and hide. They reduced my meat and sugar, and rubber's disappearing fast. You can't ride no more with Papa, 'cause Uncle Sam wants my gas. I got the ration blue, blue as I can be.
Don't give it away. It's some money. Get plenty of the folding money. Save up all your iron and tin. But when you go to turn it in, don't give it away, no, no. Get some cash, get some cash, get some cash for your trash. Get plenty of it, too.
Fats Waller from Swing Out to Victory. That was Get Some, well, it was Cash for Your Trash is really the official name of it. Before that, we heard Louis Jordan doing the Ration Blues. That was from the album Knock Me Out, Louis Jordan Volume 2. Before that, also Louis Jordan with G.I. Jive. That was from the album called G.I. Jive, 1940-47. The Mary Max before Louis Jordan. I Got 10 Bucks and 24 Hours Leave was the song that came from Swing Out to Victory, as did the song which started the set. That was the Andrew Sisters singing Any Bonds Today. And that gets us up to the present time. Let's see here. I have a couple of messages for you. Maybe more than a couple, but we'll start with two. And then I'll be right back.
It's okay, miss. You're out of danger now.
Oh, my hero.
Want to be a real hero? Call 911 fast if you spot the symptoms of stroke. Sudden weakness on one side or trouble speaking, walking, or seeing. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
You're listening to WRUW FM 91.1.
Double B.
You.
Double G.
It's the station everyone's singing about.
Alrighty. Well, it's getting darn close to 8 o'clock. We're not quite there yet, at least according to the studio clock, although my watch says we just passed it. In either case, it's a good time for me to remind you that you are listening to WRUW 91.1 FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. Available to you on the web at radio.cwru.edu or www.wruw.org. Okay. Well, we're halfway through this week's D-Day special, or the World War II commemorative special, or whatever you want to call it. I don't actually have an official name. I just figured this today being the 57th anniversary of the Allied landings in Normandy, it's a good time to do a World War II show. It's also a good way to send me off. I will not be here for the next 2 weeks, since I'll be doing work stuff, be on the road, as a matter of fact. So, I do have some people taking over for me who will be familiar with familiar to longtime listeners of the show. Nathan and Dan have volunteered to take a show each. So you'll be hearing from them in the next 2 weeks. I will be back on the 27th of June. I believe it's the 27th. Yes. And we'll have something fun to do then. But anyway, we do have another hour left in today's show. And if there's anything you'd like to hear from or about World War II, the number to call is 216-368-2208. This next set, we're going to do some V-Disc stuff as well as other recordings. I'm going to start with an album that I came across just a few weeks ago. It's called Midnight at V-Disc, and it's filed under Armstrong, as in Louis Armstrong, along with Jack Teagarden and the V-Disc All-Stars. This is a recording of December 7th, 1944, so that would be 3 years after the attack at Pearl Harbor. Interestingly enough, the selections were recorded between midnight and 3 in the morning, so just barely December 7th. But this is a... Let's see, we have all kinds of stuff going on here. On this first cut, Louis Armstrong, let's see, Louis Armstrong, Billy Butterfield, and Bobby Hackett on trumpets. Jack Teagarden and Lou McGarity on trombone. Ernie Caceres on the clarinet. Nick Kayazia, on tenor. Tenor sax. Johnny Guarnieri on piano. Herb Ellis on guitar. Al Hall on bass. And Cozy Cole on drums. This is the first take of Play Me the Blues.
We'll be right back. Boy of Company B. And when he played his boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Thank you.
the V-Disc All-Stars with, let's see here, who was on that? Mostly Jack Teagarden and Lou McGarrity, actually. Uh-oh. Static. Let's see if I can fix that. There we go. Let's see, Louis Armstrong was not on that one, as it turns out. It was Bobby Hackett on cornet, Jack Teagarden and Lou McGarrity on trombone, Ernie Caceres on clarinet, Nick Kayaza on tenor, Bill Clifton piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Felix Giobi on bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums. That was Sheik of Araby with, the vocal by Hot Lips Page, I almost forgot to mention. Before that, we heard, let's see, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, certainly very well known. Recording by the Andrews Sisters. That was from Songs That Got Us Through World War II, as was the song before it. The Song Spinners did Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer. Harry James ahead of the Song Spinners with B-19. That was from the Harry James V-Disc. And we started with Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and the V-Disc All-Stars. Play Me the Blues, Take One. That was from Midnight at V-Disc, as was that last one that I just did, actually. Just in case you were wondering. It's about 8:22, according to the clock down here. You are listening to Your Father's Oldsmobile here. My name is Eric. We're doing World War II music. This next set is the Glenn Miller The Secret Broadcasts bit. A 3-CD set that I picked up a year or two back. I don't remember exactly when it was. Maybe I got it for Christmas. Whatever. Anyway, it is a set of recordings that are taken from... Let's see here. Taken from a series of recordings that were done for the Office of War Information. Let's see here. It says on the back, swing music was recorded and broadcast over the airwaves of occupied Europe and Asia to convince the enemy that, in spite of the brutal war, the Allies were having a wonderful time. Officially, these are known as the OWI recordings for Office of War Information, but they were, you know, as I say, recorded as propaganda tools, effectively. But whatever the reason, they are some darn good recordings, some very good music. So we're going to start with some selections off of disc one and then move through the other discs throughout this set. And we begin with a song that I always find very interesting just for the audio technique that's used at the beginning, the way that the horns are used to simulate the sounds of aircraft engines. From program number 14, recorded the 7th of April, the 5th of May, 1944. This is Keep 'em Flying. Thank you.
Shades of night are falling, everything is still, and the pale moon is shining from above. I hear Cupid calling every Jack and Jill. It's just about the time for making love.
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, won't you roll those eyes, eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heartbeat begins to float. Then it starts a-rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, I never knew any girl.
when the Yanks go marching in.
I want to be there, boy, spread some joy when they take old Berlin.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin
to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin.
They're gonna start a row and show them how we made the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change the Heil to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in.
How are you gonna keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin?
For Adolf,
when they go marching in.
Sweet Himmler,
when they take old Berlin.
Oh, Gary,
whoa, 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 what did you believe?
Gabby Goebbels, after they take Berlin. We'll go Heil, Heil, right in the Fuhrer's face.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra from The Secret Broadcasts. That was, let's see, what was that? That was Hot Time in the Town of Berlin. And that came from, let's see, the second disc, I believe, or was it? Yeah, the second disc of The Secret Broadcasts 3CD set. Before that, we heard Enlisted Men's Mess. Let's see, from program number 13. On 5th May 1944. Before the Mess, Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. Also from program number 13. Let's see, Mission to Moscow preceded Put Your Arms Around Me. That was from program number 3, 10 March 1944. And we started the set with Keep 'em Flying from program number 14, in fact. That was recorded in May 1944. Incidentally, the vocalists listed for Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey are simply the Crew Chiefs. So, you kind of have to know who they are. But, let's see, can I find out? Is it in here? Vocalists. The Crew Chiefs, yes. Corporal Artie Melvin, Sergeant Steve Steck Jr., PFC Gene Steck, PFC Lynn Allison, and Corporal Murray Kane made up the Crew Chiefs / Glee Club. So, there you go. That was the set from The Secret Broadcasts of Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Okay, it's about 20 minutes till the hour. We have time for one more set, as usual. So, we're going to sort of wrap up both the show and the war, as it were, with various victory and other aftermath of war type songs, including something from Spike Jones, if you can believe that. So, Spike Jones fans out there, get ready. We are, however, going to start with Bing Crosby with Chorus and Orchestra from a 1944 recording. These are pretty much all, incidentally, probably going to come off of Swing Out to Victory. I might be able to sneak in something else, but we're going to start, as I say, with Bing Crosby with a short song, even by the standards of this show, but a fun one, where he describes both his affiliation and his mode of transportation.
I'm a cranky old Yank in the clanky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding my tank through a Tokyo bank, sure as I'm an army buckaroo. And when I set my khaki down in old Nagasaki, I'll be singing like a wacky jackaroo. And you can bet my cracky, every sukiyaki lackey will be looking mighty tacky when I do. I'm a cranky old yank in the cranky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding my swank little hanky-tanky tank through the streets of Yokohama with a Honolulu mama singing those Beatles, flat on his seat, oh, Hirohito Blues.
I'm a cranky old yank in a cranky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding my tank through a Tokyo bank, sure as I'm an army buckaroo.
Now when I set my khaki down in old Nagasaki, I'll be singing like a wacky jackaroo. And you can bet my cracky, every sukiyaki lackey will be looking mighty tacky when I do.
I'm a cranky old yank in a cranky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo.
I'll be riding my swank little hanky-panky tank through the streets of Yokohama with the Honolulu mama singing those Beatles, flat on his seat-o.
Flat on his seat-o.
Hirohito Blues, some blues.
Don't you be dreary, 'cause that trumpet's gonna sound. Just keep your eyes peeled and keep your lips sealed, 'cause when that good news gets around, morning, one and all, we're gonna have
Let's swing out to victory over here, over there, anywhere. We can take 'em 1, 2, 3 with a riff, a break, and a flare. Trumpets blasting through the air with a rap and a tap on the drum. Yeah, man, solid, here we come. If you're really with me, let's get in a tank. Let's get going, buddy. Come on, spank the plank. On the land, in the air, and the sea. Let's swing out to victory. For your home, for your life, you and me. Let's swing to victory.
I've come back safely from across the ocean blue. Then Pa took off Pa's apron and he hollered out, Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Pa started in a jiggin' and he cried, Pa, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar, cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors, cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, partners, everyone! So each one picked a partner and they counted out 1, 2. And Ma, she twirled so pretty, they all hollered, Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
And while they all were dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, attention, and everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Okay. man that rates an ovation knows that I'm in a state of elation. Call the press and I've got a quotation. Tell the nation my guys come back no more blues for me. No, no more, no more. Just good news for me. Just good news in store. So roll the car out, we gotta get moving. Hang a star up, my guy is approving. When we are up, we really get grooving. Life's improving, my guys come back. Tell that preacher man, today is the day. Got my preacher man, and we're on our way. Hallelujah, my guys come back.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Liza Morrow on the vocals. From September 12th, 1945, My Guys Come Back was the song. Before that, we heard Spike Jones and his City Slickers from November 29th, 1944. Leave the Dishes in the Sink, Ma. That was Del Porter on the vocals. Fats Waller before Spike with Swing Out to Victory. He also did the vocals, of course. Mildred Bailey, along with Benny Goodman and his V-Disc All-Stars, was There'll Be a Jubilee. And we started the set with Bing Crosby doing I'm a Cranky Old Yank and a Clanky Old Tank, just playing in the background at the moment. Those were all from Swing Out to Victory, songs of World War II. That was our last set. I do have a couple of messages, though, before I go. And the first is, how do artists speak their mind without saying a word? Come find out when Spaces presents the exhibition Drawing on Language through June 15th. Spaces is located at 2220 Superior Viaduct on the west side of the flats. Superior Viaduct runs parallel to the Detroit Superior Bridge at the intersection of West 25th Street. Call 216-621-2314 for more information or visit www.spacesgallery.org. The number again, 621-2314 to find out about the exhibition Drawing on Language running through June 15th.
WRUW-FM celebrates the 100th birthday of Louis Armstrong every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Starting in July of 2000 and continuing to Armstrong's actual centenary on August 4th, 2001, we We will feature 30 minutes of Satchmo's music from the 1920s to his last sessions in 1970. His wonderful singing and his amazing trumpet will be on display, including most of his dates as a leader, plus sessions pairing Armstrong with Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, Bing Crosby, Jack Teagarden, Ella Fitzgerald, and many others. Some weeks will be devoted exclusively to live recordings demonstrating his greatness both as a musical artist and entertainer. So be sure to tune in every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on WRUW FM 91.1 as we give Satch his due.
Yes, sir. We did a little giving of due to Satch on this show. Looking way back there to the Play Me the Blues Take One from Midnight at V-Disc. I'm going to have to remember that. There's some good stuff on there. Anyway. As I mentioned before, I will be out the next 2 weeks. I'll be back there on June 27th. But for the next 2 weeks, you'll be in the very good hands of Dan and Nathan, who have substituted before, and will, I'm sure, stick to the time period. So please tune in next week, Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 a.m., for another edition of Your Father's Oldsmobile. This has been our World War II commemorative special, I suppose. And I hope you enjoyed it. I know it was kind of fun for me, and I'm looking forward to being back in 3 weeks to do more music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s here on WRUW. Until then, however, I hope that you have all the luck in the world. Be well, and in the meantime, for quite a while, I'm out of here, but I'll be back. See ya when I see ya.